He's incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Ah, yes. Oh, first thing, I need to apologize to Cam. I felt like I tried to seduce you before we got on. I was like, he gave me the thumbs up like, you guys ready to go? I said, let's do it, Cam.
All and breathy and everything.
Breathy, super deep voice. My bad, Killer Cam. So, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Hanimation. We are back. I got my co-host, Rob.
Hey, everybody.
And Ice is back again. Co-host for Ice.
Just back. I'm just back and back.
Well, he's
back.
Here. He's here.
He's in.
We're team fuck Brennan, so.
And that hat.
Yeah,
and
that
the
stupid hat.
What hat?
You got, oh my gosh, I have to show
he
you.
He put like a picture up, or I don't know if it was a picture, but I know he put like some type of video up, and he had this hat on. And
oh, okay.
Like a bitch.
Okay,
just like,
fair enough.
He's just standing outside somewhere, and he's like, oh, look at me, I'm traveling.
I feel like I've never seen Brennan wear a hat. Yeah, but is it like one of those like fishermen, like hunters, sort of like floppy hats?
Okay, it's like a fucking park ranger ass hat. Here.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all can't see it, but yeah, I wish we can do like a little.
Yeah, he's got like the whole like wilderness explorer sort of thing. Yeah, he's like a Indiana Jones. He even got his like little satchel here and everything.
That's one thing I will say I respect about Brennan, though, is that he doesn't wear hats. He respects his baldness.
Yeah, fair enough.
He just takes it.
Yeah,
just
and
takes.
Yeah, this is why I love this anime. I love, you know, we're finishing up One Punch Man.
Yeah,
since it's
a lot of love for bald people.
Yeah,
in
yeah. Short and quick. You know, 12 episodes. We're doing 7 through 12, and we're wrapping it up. And I love that he loves, like, I mean, that he's just cool being bald, and they're giving bald people love in this shit, man.
Absolutely.
Being a fellow baldy. Ice got mad hair. Y'all can't see Ice. Ice got enough hair for me, man. Like, he can give me half his hair, and he can still braid his hair.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a dedication, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's been like 12 years now. I've been
growing
my hair. Yeah,
see,
it's crazy.
You see that shit? Rob got a handful of hair.
It grows in thick. Grows in real thick, yeah.
And including, I got a beard, too, so we both got beards. I only grew the beard out because I went bald. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm trying to grow a beard right now. That's why y'all see this oil on my face.
Jamaican castor oil,
yeah,
man.
Man, I'm trying to see, somebody said 4 months, so.
Yeah, I want to see side of my with a beard. Like, I wanted to be him for Comic-Con like next year.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not cutting my goddamn beard to be this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that committed.
You clean shave it?
Huh?
You go just clean shave and just.
No, because I don't want it. Because, like, for me, my beard doesn't grow back super fast.
Oh, okay.
My
so
beard takes
be
months.
Like patches.
So they got to throw this guy in the hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah, that's what
Goku
I was just about
Vegeta
to say
beard.
To
oh,
come,
yes.
back, come back like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. I'm going to be like, yeah, he was thrown in. If I'm him next year. That's what I'm going to do.
Hyperbolic time chamber training, Saitama.
Yeah.
You can be like a hybrid and just have like a fucking Z sword or something.
Yeah.
Was Trunks ever in there? No, I don't think he was ever in there.
Yeah, he went in there. Because he came out all buff Super
Saiyan.
Oh, yeah.
That's when he was fighting Cell.
Yeah.
He was slow as fuck.
Yeah. let's get cracking on these last few episodes, 7 through 12, man. Rob, bring us in, bro.
Yeah, so this one started off with... The episode starts off with basically a meteor is coming towards the Earth, right? And, like, this giant meteor is threatening one of the cities, city like D or J or something like that.
Yeah.
And they basically explain that, and the government too, like, they're just like, all right, we know this thing is coming. Everybody in that city is fucked. Don't let him know. Like,
yeah, what a dickhead.
Yeah.
It's like how it started out.
Yeah, this is why everybody hates the government, even in cartoons, anime, anything, the government is pieces of shit to the people.
They're like, these people don't have a chance. Just give them like a half an hour heads up and they'll like panic and run around for a little bit.
That's what they literally said. Give them half an hour. Oh, don't tell them yet, because at the time it was like 45 minutes.
Right.
It was like, tell them in about half an hour.
Yeah.
What is 15 minutes going to do?
Right.
I don't know.
We're still dead.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So this meteor is coming down towards Earth, and they don't think any of the heroes can stop it. I mean, they put out a call, but they're like, nobody's going to answer this.
Right. Yeah.
And really, the only one that does is Genos. Mm. And I don't remember, where is Saitama during all this? Is he just, like, taking a nap? Like, because he's not around until, I mean, spoilers, until, like, the last second.
Yeah. I think he's at the house
He was just at the house.
Just chilling. Hanging out watching the
because
news.
Because remember, like, he, like, these are, this is like a certain class.
That's right. I wonder if he got, like, the class S call, right? Like,
he got the class S call, whatever, or the class A through S, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Genos went. And then, you know, Sidemar, since he's class C, he doesn't even, remember, he's supposed to be doing, like, his little other shit. He doesn't get these calls at all. Yeah. It's not even for him.
Because Genos is already out.
Yeah.
He's out on patrol.
He was already out, and that's when he just got that the power up stuff from his boy.
That's right.
He was just walking around with his briefcase.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
He's got the Iron Man briefcase suit. So he knows where the meteor is gonna come down, and he rushes to the scene. Mm. And basically he shows up, and nobody comes. It's just Genos and this dude, Silverfang, hanging out in the lobby. And he's just, and Silverfang's this old dude. He's like, my name is Bang, but everybody calls me by my name, Superfang.
Yeah.
He's like the number two or three.
Three.
Class S hero.
Yeah.
And he's just like, listen, nobody else is coming. Like, these people, the other heroes, like, they're all out for themselves. Yeah. Like, they know this is a lose-lose situation. They're not coming.
Right.
Like, it's just us at this point. And Genos is like, all right, well, like, let's go take it on. And he rushes out and kind of shows him what it's all about. Because, you know, he's new on the Class S scene, so he's got to make an impact for himself. And he's a good dude, Genos, and he wants to save the day. So he runs out, jumps on the rooftops, and he's looking at this thing barreling down, and it does look hopeless. And actually, one other Class S hero does show up, this guy, Metal Knight,
who,
speaking of Iron Man, is basically like a Tony Stark dude.
Yeah.
Right? And because he's... You know, Genos is saying, like, oh, like, you're here to help. Like, let's team up and let's do this. Yeah. And he's like, nah, man, I'm not even really here right now. This is just a drone. I'm not putting my life in danger. I'm just testing out some new weapons on this thing, and then I'm going to get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah. I just want to see what the destructive power of my missiles can do, which it turns out is nothing.
Yeah, not a damn thing.
He launches these missiles up there, and he's just like, oh, I didn't really do anything. All right, well, see ya.
Peace out.
Yeah,
pretty much. I'm out of here. And Genos gives it a shot, doesn't he? But again, it just doesn't really.
Yeah, Bang hypes him up and stuff, and he's like, which he said something really dope, and it kind of stuck with me. I don't want to be super sentimental, but he was like, "You're too young to worry about failure," and I was like, "Oh shit,
yeah."
They got a couple of life lessons in his anime, man.
Absolutely,
yeah, that's real. That's super real.
He was like, "Don't, you're young." He was like, "Don't worry about failure," and I'm like, all right, I got my next Instagram caption.
Yeah.
It's going to be ISIS looking at after hiking and shit like that, just looking out in the sky. Yeah, just
too young to fail. And then after, like, Bang says that makes Genos, like, he's like, yeah.
And then really he pumps him up.
Yeah.
Takes his core out and puts it into
his
system. Yeah. And then that's when he, like, gets super, like, amped and starts shooting in and going to like 110%, and he was going after the meteor, but
he really gives it his all, but it's not
again.
Yeah.
That has to be soul crushing.
You're
too young to fail. Ooh, you failed again twice in one mission. Like, shit.
And he's like, he's all wilted and stuff too. Yeah, like everything's like all crumpled. He gave it everything, and
his neck was falling off.
Yeah, it didn't come around. But of course, Saitama shows up at the last second. Is just like, hold up, I got this, and like, fucking destroys this building jumping off of it, like, and just punches this thing and turns it into, from like a single bullet into like buckshot,
right.
And it just like scatters the city, which is like, it didn't destroy the whole thing in one blow, but it does create a ton of destruction.
Yeah, it's still, and I mean, at the end of the day, it was like either a huge amount of destruction or a little bit,
right?
And then we go to people pretty much being like, or some people kind of being like, I guess like. One, I think they say he didn't do it. He didn't get credit for it too much.
Right. I think
only reason that even happened is because he got there so late. If he would have found it earlier, he would have been able to destroy it or push it back, and it would have been straight. So then that was one thing they were upset about. He was upset about. But then they said the only reason he even got that, like, because Metal Knight and Genos,
They weakened it.
Yeah. So then they was like, oh, that's, you know, you only did that because you weakened it.
Yeah.
And that's what kept him from like skyrocketing up to like S or A.
Yeah.
But he did go up to like number 3C or something like that.
Right. So he does get a major jump in the rankings. Mm-hmm. But people, and that's a common theme that keeps coming back for Saitama. Everybody's just like, they just loosen the jar on the, you know, the pickle, the jar for you, the lid. And so they go back to their apartment. He's not really getting much fame.
Right.
And the people are kind of like trying to pick up the pieces of their life or whatever. And Saitama's like, well, I guess I better go out on patrol because he's still C-class. He's still got to do his thing.
Right. Yeah.
And he's out there. And while he's out and about, he gets spotted by Tiger Tank, and Black Hole Tank, his brother. These two other Class C heroes that are like, what the fuck? This guy just like jumped all of us in the rankings. Like, right, this is the dude that I saw earlier fighting with that ninja dude. And he's, you know, we got to stand up for ourselves. Because again, going back to that, you know, there's no real like alliance between these heroes.
Exactly.
Like,
it's crazy. You'd think there would be. They're all individuals. They're all out for themselves, selfish as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just, and I think it's Black Hole Top that's just like, listen, we can destroy this dude right now. Let's just like basically rake him over the coals in front of the public here, being like, you did this. Like, none of these people would have been like having this problem if you'd showed up earlier. Like, how can you like show your face after this whole thing? Like, you destroyed these people's lives and you're out here gloating, like looking for praise and compliments.
And you know what's sad about it? People reacted that way, and that's how people will react in real life.
Oh yeah, absolutely. For sure.
When I watched it, I was like, "That's us. Right. That's America. Yeah. That's how we are. We're that big of idiots.
No casualties.
None.
But
even after they were only given a half an hour, he ends up saving everybody's life.
Yeah, destroyed the city. But I'm saying, nobody died.
Right. My Maserati's messed up.
Yeah. He's like, you could have did this. That's how, like, even when selfish people are, like, you could have did this earlier. It's like, motherfucker, I didn't have to do anything. Right. I could have sat back and let y'all die.
Yeah, absolutely. And Fang is up on the roof, just like, Silver Fang is up on the roof watching this go down. Is just like, that poor sucker. Like, but, like, I can't really step in and say anything.
And I think if Saitama had hair, I think they would be like, you know what, maybe we should give him shit. But since he's bald, people hate bald people, man. Yeah. Let's be real. Like, when I'm a bald dude, people, when they call you, that's an insult. Shut your bald ass up. You know what I'm saying? That's like equivalent to shutting your ugly ass up. It's very disrespectful. So I think if he wasn't bald, they would have respected this and would have been like, nah.
At least a little bit more.
Go ahead. I'm sorry on my bald tangent.
No, I get it. I understand the rant. But they basically are just like, all right, like, you know, let's get everybody to chant, like, give it up. They're all chanting, give it up. And he's... they're just like, the two brothers look at each other like, this is our time. Now we can like jump him, basically. And they get down there and they try to like, you know, try to scuffle with him, and it doesn't go well. I mean, one of them, the Tiger Tank guy, I forget exactly how he disposes of him.
He pushes him.
And he just falls back, right?
Goes like shoots his left hand and he just flies.
Flies backwards, and then, you know, Black Hole is like trying to crush him with his massive grip. That's his whole thing, and he you know, gives him the mercy hands like real early, just like kind of squeezes him, and he's
are you serious? He's like, are you for real right now?
Yeah,
like,
come on. Yeah. He's got him begging and wanting to give up like just immediately. And so Saitama like throws these two brothers aside, and he's just like, listen up, everybody. I don't give a shit about you or your problems. I saved your lives. You should be thanking me. I don't give a fuck about your opinion, basically. Yeah. And if you've got an issue with me, you can take it up with a fucking meteor. Because he wouldn't give you shit.
Right.
You know?
He did that, you know, that half-baked scene where he's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
You're cool.
You're cool. Yep.
I think that's me as a hero. I think if I would have been like, I would have did the same thing. Like, fuck all of you for trying to disgrace me right now. Y'all can all eat a dick.
Right.
And the next time a meteor comes, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to watch you guys die and jump away at the last minute and jump off to another city. Whatever I can get out the way so I survive, I want to watch you all die now.
Because Saitama would be fine.
Yeah. I feel like he can really literally just sit there, and you can see from later episodes that they kind of showed that his durability, but like, he probably can just sit there and take that meteor face on.
He might get his clothes blown off, but like, besides that, he'll just be like, well, all y'all dead. Ha ha ha. That's what it'll be with me. I'll be laughing. You sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Don't ever doubt me again. And I make sure I have a camera phone when I'm doing it too.
Right.
See what happens when y'all doubt me?
Yep.
Die. Destruction.
Look at that.
See all that with
you
the camera
see that
phone?
Disintegrated.
All right.
It's like Keenan uploaded a new story. Oh, I can't wait to see what this is. So that episode finishes off with him, making a big jump in the C rank. He's up to up to like 2 or 3. Moomin Rider still up on top.
Oh God.
Which we see a whole bunch of him in these next two episodes. So the next episode starts with like a bunch of these like sea creatures coming up on land. And I don't know if these guys are related at all to that like kelp, like seaweed dude.
Yeah.
If those were the monsters he thought like he would be meeting up with, or like this was sort of like a preordained thing. Like, he was the first one. But all these like octopus looking things like show up on the shore and start like terrorizing the city.
Literally like vaginas. Like that's the first thing.
The first one did, yeah.
Like this is gonna be corny, but octopussy. I had to say it. I wrote it down, I was like octopussy. I know it's so fucking hack, but I'm gonna say it anyways.
Hey, it was good enough for James Bond. It's gonna be good enough for you, Keenan. So he's basically the town's about to get torn apart, and this dude Stinger shows up, right?
Yeah.
And he's this dude that's got like a bamboo shoot, like a sharp bamboo shoot on the end of like this staff or whatever.
Yeah, it's weird.
And he just
like a damn bugle.
Yeah, it looked.
That's exactly what I thought of. I wanted to eat it.
Yeah, it did look like a bugle. Chill, yeah. Absolutely. And so he's like stabbing these monsters through the head, just like taking care of business. But it did wear him out. Mm-hmm. But he's just like, all right, well, took care of that. But right behind him is this guy, the Sea King, who's
he's a beast.
He's a monster.
Yeah, he's dope.
And he just kicked the shit out of Stinger.
Yeah.
And starts like wreaking havoc all over the city.
Yeah.
And I got like him vibes, like him from Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
He did give him vibes. Yeah. Him is such a hilarious character. Right.
Yeah. Him.
Yeah, because this guy's got like the blush. He's got like lipstick. He's got like heart nipples and stuff like that.
It's mad weird. But he was a monster. And I actually liked him as a villain in here.
Yeah, dude.
I wasn't necessarily rooting against him. I was like, this dude's dope.
Yeah, and so he's running around the city just tearing it up, and there's another guy that I don't think we ever get his name. He's like the lightning bolt dude. He's kind of like, what's his face from My Hero? He's got like, you know, jet kicks, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Gunpowder kicks. And
dude who brother got fucked up by Stain?
Right.
I think isn't that Lightning Max?
Yeah, Lightning
Max. Oh, okay, Lightning Max. Yeah. So he's got these like dynamite gunpowder kicks, and he's laying into this Sea King dude, but he's not feeling it at all.
Yeah.
These attacks aren't really doing anything, and he just takes him and throws him through a few buildings and takes care of him too real quick.
And these are class A heroes that are fighting this dude and giving him nothing.
Smoked.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But out of the blue, sort of, I believe this is when it happens, is this. There's a prison break, I guess.
Yeah.
And this character, he's out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So Puri Puri Prisoner shows up.
Puri Puri Prisoner.
He says he's busted out of prison, even though he's a hero, a Class S hero, but he's in prison.
For life.
For life.
Yeah.
Because he can't help attacking the beautiful men. And, like, is that just, I mean, he's raping?
He's in there for, he's raping.
He's raping. And they don't say it, but he is.
Yeah. And, like, they still give him the Class S hero ranking, like
it's like some Suicide Squad shit.
But yeah,
but that tells you they don't care. Just like, yo, we need strong people,
right?
Yeah, this dude is out here. I'm here to save the beautiful boys that I
What?
He broke out of jail. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, he broke out of jail to do more raping.
And that's crazy too, because that's another thing that's different in the manga. Like they show not him raping people, but they show
thank God.
They show like set pieces of him in the jail talking to people. You know how they like love him in jail. He runs that whole jail, and he's like, should I break out today? And like he sees the stuff happening on TV, and he's like, oh, I think I should break out. You know, because he sees that Stinger got messed up, and he was like, I really like Stinger, and he can't do that to him.
Right.
And he was like, I'm going to bust out and go save him. And then that's why he busts
out.
That
nigga, fine. I got to save him. Right. Yeah. I got to help. Beat my future boo up.
Yeah. So he does exactly that, but right in his shadow is Sonic.
Sonic.
Who's just like, all right, well, I'm not a hero, so you go ahead and take care of this whole thing. And,
I kind of like Sonic now. Yeah. He's going to grow on me a little bit.
Yeah, he's an interesting character that I think will definitely come back in the next season. And he does get a little bit of a feature in this episode and the next one, too, where he's, you know, there's this whole fight going on with Puri Puri Prisoner and the Sea King. They get into it, and it starts raining. And basically, the Sea King's like, I was a little dried up before, but now that it's raining, I can get to my true form. And he turns all, like, monstrous or whatever. And, like, Puri Puri Prisoner's like, I can transform, too. And, like, just goes into his angel style, which is literally just him just naked.
Yeah.
I hated the fact that when he first got pissed off and he blew off his own little shirt that his boyfriend made him.
Yeah.
He got mad at the dude at the Sea King. Like,
me
do this. Like, no, I didn't make you do shit.
Right.
My boyfriend made me this vest. Yes. And it's like, you mad because you blew your own vest off? What the fuck are you talking about?
And you have a boyfriend and you still want other men. So it's like,
he's not faithful at all.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. One thing I hate more than anything is a cheater. Yep. And I don't like the fact that he's a cheater.
You know what? Just an unlikable character.
I mean, somebody like that cheating on you, it's like, well,
what can you do anyway?
Well, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, if he's running the whole prison and that's his bag, you got to imagine
I'm calling
it's not
him the,
monogamous.
It reminded me of the Boondocks episode, the Booty Bandit.
The Booty Bandit.
Yeah, this is the
Booty Warrior.
The Booty Warrior. But his dad's the Booty Bandit God. Yeah. He's a Booty Warrior God right here. I want no smoke with this dude.
I'm good.
So he comes in at the Sea King and he's just, you know, gives him this combo attack and the Sea King's just like, oh, like nice combo, but your problem is you got to be able to kill with each one of these hits and just... And destroys Puri Puri Prisoner. Just
facts, though. He's,
destroys this Class S dude.
Yeah.
And and Sonic is sitting on the sidelines just going like, this is interesting. Like, I'm seeing a matchup between a monster of this level and a Class S hero, and I know confidently neither of these dudes could fuck with me.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's just like, I can handle both of these dudes.
Yeah.
And after Puri Puri Prisoner is taken care of, that's basically what happens. Sea King comes after him. And he's like, all right, like, let's do it. And he's dodging every single attack.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Exactly.
He's landing shots, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they're not really making any damage, but he's getting the hits in for sure.
Right.
And Sea King's just like, all right, like, this guy's fast. Like, let me ramp it up. And, like, he eventually, he thinks he catches him, but I don't know. I guess following Puri Puri Prisoner's example, he just strips naked and busts out of there and, like, takes off. And he's just like, you know, I'm going to get my weapons and I'm coming back.
Yeah. Right.
And he takes off. Meanwhile, Saitama is like hearing about all the shit going on in the other side of town, and you know, so is Moomin Rider, these two Class C heroes. So they're on their way over, and basically Saitama hitches a ride with Moomin Rider, who's the whole area that the Sea King is attacking has been ordered to evacuate. And we actually, I think, learned at the end of this last, the Meteor episode, that the crisis rankings. Mm. So there's Tiger, which is like the danger to one city.
Right.
Mm. Then there's Demon, which is multiple cities. Yeah. Or I'm sorry, no, Tiger is like massive loss of human life.
Yeah.
Then Demon is one city, Dragon is multiple cities, and then God is like human extinction level, like everybody's fucked.
Right.
So they're calling this one a Demon level, that, you know, this is going to basically affect one city. Moomin Rider's like, I know I should be helping with the evacuation, but you know, I'm gonna go in and like try to find this dude. So he's
so great.
He's pedaling away, and he comes across Saitama, and Saitama's like, yeah, like maybe I can hitch a ride. He's like, yeah, sure, hop on, like let's go.
But he's way faster than that bike, which I didn't understand.
Way faster.
I was like,
not even just that. He's struggling to pedal with Saitama on the back of his fucking bike. And he's a hero. You don't understand how angry I was watching these episodes with him.
Class C. Rank one.
I don't Class C. He should be class nothing. He should just be a guy saying he should be the doing the hero for fun shit.
Yeah.
He really
is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
So sorry.
But there was a pretty fun moment where like they're just on the bike, and right after Sonic takes off, and Sedma's just like, "Huh? Did you see that?" And Moomin Rider's like, "No. What are you talking about?" He's like, "Yeah, just some buck naked dude just like took went that way. Like, all right, whatever. Let's keep going." So like they're on their way, and they get a little separated. I forget exactly how, but Moomin Rider I think goes to help somebody and like leaves his phone behind.
Sonic, he was like, well, Sonic's going that way, so
he wouldn't check
like,
it out
for he's going. He was like, what are you doing? And then he's like, whatever. And then they start going different ways, and then that's when he gets that call.
Oh, he gets the call that basically Sea King is heading towards
the
shelter where all the refugees are and hiding out from the attack, and Moomin Rider just drops the phone in shock, I think, and is like rides off.
Very slowly.
Very
slowly. What did he say? He said, he's like, no, stand up pedaling mode now. And he just stands up and starts pedaling harder.
He's got his transformation.
Go ahead, Rob. Sorry, man.
So he's, so he drops his phone, and Saitama, I don't think he runs into Sonic, does he?
No.
He doesn't find him, but he circles back around after finding him and finds Moomin Rider's cell phone on the ground. And it's just like, he basically answers the phone. And he's just like, oh, he finds out the Sea King's attacking the shelter, and he's just like, all right, shit, like, I better go. I gotta head over there.
Yeah. That whole conversation was silly because they're sitting there playing Who Is This
for
like 5 minutes. And I'm like, well, what should we tell him? And they're like, oh, yeah, we should tell him.
Give him the information. Yeah. Like, even if it is a dude, just tell him, get out of there.
Yeah.
So back at the shelter, Sea King shows up, and there are a few heroes like scattered throughout there. And like the Sea King shows up, and he's about to like start ripping people limb from limb.
Yeah.
And this one dude, I think he's like a Class C, is steps forward and he's just like, ah, maybe I should do something. He damn near, well, he does piss his pants.
Pisses, right. He actually bitches up, to be honest.
He does.
He doesn't stand up because remember, the other heroes come in.
Oh, that's right.
They come in and he goes like, well, I'm a hero too. And I was like, oh, now you got heart.
He's got Class A behind him. He's got Snake Man who steps up. He's got like the cyborg dude and like another dude. So there's like two Class B's, a Class A, and him.
Yeah,
that's what he was saying. He was like, we got two Class C's, a 1B and 1A.
We're good.
Yeah. We can do this.
Yeah.
Sucker.
They got punked. They got taken care of. Yeah. Like, just thrown into the wall, thrown out of the building. Yeah. Like, the cyborg dude literally got ripped in half.
Yeah.
They got fucked up.
They got fucking smoked.
Yeah. And then Gino shows up. And it's just like, all right, like, here's a Class S hero on the scene. Let me get at this guy because he's about to go in at the civilians.
Yeah. Right.
And Gino's like punches him super hard.
Yeah.
And at this point, like, the Sea King sort of reverts back to his old his form. I guess maybe he's drying out again inside the shelter or whatever.
Right.
But Gino's lands a pretty good hit.
Yeah.
And blasts him and like sends him flying. And at first, everybody's just like, oh shit! Like he did it. Like,
yeah.
He basically took care of business. Is that when he gets like the hole in his cheek?
Yeah, he walks back and was like,
you actually like did some damage here.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Gino's just true to form. He gets one good hit in, and then the guy comes back and just levels him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're actually having a pretty decent fight.
Yeah. He takes his arm off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm realizing that he has a lot of Vegeta traits.
Yeah.
Like, he gets kind of like a little arrogant and kind of just like, see? It's like when Vegeta was fighting Jiren. It was kind of like, yeah, I got him, and Jiren came out and blasted his ass. That is exactly what it reminded me of. You got cocky, and then you got.
Which is so silly, and I've always seen memes about this, and it's something that I always talked about in Dragon Ball Z, is like, you guys see power levels. Like, you don't see that they're not dead through the smoke. Yeah. Like, they'd be like, they'd be smoking. They'd be like, oh, yeah, fuck them up. And then the smoke clears and they're like, what?
Yeah.
You're still alive? Like, you fucking knew he was alive.
I low-key didn't feel bad for Genos on this. I was just like, you deserve this ass whooping. You need to learn this lesson.
Yeah.
He even called it out himself.
Yeah, he did. Like, yeah, he does.
He does. Like, he's like, I did it again.
Yeah.
I did it again. I just like, I assumed it was taken care of and I didn't. It's just like, you got to double tap, you know, just confirm, confirm the kill.
Never watch Zombieland?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he's basically, they're having this fight in the shelter and Genos does get his arm ripped off, but despite that, they're kind of holding his own for a little bit until the Sea King is like, all right, like, I'm going to start going after the civilians, and he sends some like acid spit at this girl, which if he's got that, I don't know why he's just pulling this out now.
That's what I said too. I'm like, why is he just not doing this?
Yeah, he could have wrecked Genos with that off the bat.
Yeah.
Because Genos gets in the way and it fucking melts him.
Right. Yeah.
And so it seems like all is lost, that the Sea King is about to go in on these guys. And then Moomin Rider shows up.
Oh, man, Moomin. That's who you can be. You can wear that helmet.
And don't with the glasses. How dare you? For jokes, I would, though. For the fucking kicks, I would just do it.
Hey, your bicycle and everything?
I think people would be into it. I think you'd get a lot of love at the convention.
I think you'd probably get more love than One Punch Man because it's so funny and it's so in it. But my thing is, why does he have a basket on his bike? Why do you have a basket on your... Go ahead.
Yeah. So, but like, he's definitely outmatched, certainly outpowered, but I think he did show why he was number one on this because, like, he's got the heart of a champion.
Yeah.
You know, he went in there. He's doing the tackle. He's throwing his punches.
That tackle was so sad.
Don't you fucking give him credit
that
for heart. Don't you give him
credit
for
heart. He was trying.
That tackle was hilarious.
That tackle would have took a civilian down.
Yeah. He's got nothing.
He drove his legs.
Too is like,
drove his legs. He said what?
He was driving his legs.
Oh, yeah.
He's giving him the push.
That's funny, too, is like he says his attacks when he's doing it. Like, that shit is hilarious. He was like, Moomin tackle or whatever it was, some tackle, and he just grabs him like, bro, you're saying your stuff is
dude that got one punch KO'd by the fucking Hammerhead gang.
Yeah.
The Paradisers is out here against
who
the
shows
CK.
Up in that episode too.
Just randomly. Yeah.
I just know that I need a backstory to Moomin Rider. I need to know how he climbed the ranks. I need to know. Do a side. If they don't do it in the manga, I got to read the manga. I will fucking read the manga. I need to know how he's class. He's
just
one.
Hustle.
Class.
I think, hustle, he's just hustle, consistency. He's just out there riding around, making sure people are feeling safe, getting one punch KO'd by every villain he comes across.
I'm done with
y'all,
man. I'm done.
He's out there helping the people. He's probably, like, you know, getting cats out of trees and helping old ladies, like, cross the street. That's probably his bread and butter.
He does the most, you know, of those little side gigs he's supposed to be doing for a C-class hero. He probably does the most of those.
That's like the dude on a team that's, like, not the most talented, but, like, he always shows up on time, and he just busts his ass.
He's a glue
player, you know?
He's still
getting smoked. Yeah, like,
I don't like, he's like the, you probably don't, this is an old, not necessarily old reference, but, like, kind of like an older reference. Mark Madison for the Lakers. There's a guy named Mark Madison that hustled his ass off when he played for the Lakers, and they loved him because he hustled, but he was trash.
Yeah, super trash.
He was trash.
That's tough. But you got to love those players. Yeah. In their own way. But, so he I mean, do I even need to say it? He gets...
CK takes it easy on him, actually.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But he
brushes him off.
Brushes him off. And then right after that, Saitama shows up, and people are just like, wait, who's that at first? Like, they don't know who it is.
Yeah.
And the Sea King comes at him, and One Punch Man does his thing. He just one punches him right through the gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all his guts come out the other side.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And his eyes, like, hanging out of his head. It's a show. And all the people are just like, fuck yeah. Like, there's a bunch of cheers go up. And then, of course, just
one
like after the
fucker.
Yeah, that one dude who they drew just like this skeevy looking.
Have you read Black Hole?
No.
That's like their animation of him that kind of creeped me out, because like Black Hole is like a horror anime type of book, and like how they drew him, it kind of gave me the willies a little bit, because it's like, ooh, like it just kind of made me think of Black Hole again.
Yeah, just like a weird, creepy looking, just like, yeah, well.
And that's kind of how Black Tank Top Black Hole looks a little bit too.
A little bit. Yeah. I guess maybe there's something to that. I don't know if there's like a specific dude or a reference he's making, but maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But this guy's just like, yeah, like, I don't know. These other heroes, like, they weren't that good. They didn't really do anything. And Saitama, for his credit, like, hears all this and is just like, you know what? He kind of takes the hit.
Yeah,
he's just
right.
Like, and he turns around and he's just like, ha, 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 ha. Like, if I hadn't done this, like, you know, they basically weakened him for me. And I wouldn't have been able to do it. And basically, you know, takes the blame again.
Yeah.
And Genos recognizes this.
Bald men are great men, man. Realize it.
He's
Michael Jordan.
It's like the Batman at the end of the Dark Knight. He's just like, I'll take the bad rap on this one, so that the people their reputations can be saved. And Genos recognizes, you know, what a good dude he is, but everybody, all the civilians are just like, fuck Saitama. Right. Like, he sucks. Like, he's just out here trying to get credit. He's a cheater.
Yeah.
He's climbing the ranks way too fast, but. You know, for all that, like, Saitama does get promoted to Class B. He gets called up, and they bring him in, and they do the interview, and he's just like, yeah, sure, like, I'll try it out. And he
doesn't want to do the weekly stuff no more. He's like, I don't have to do the weekly quotas. Cool.
Which is great.
He's like, Genos is S-class. I got to at least start moving up. I want to at least be where he's at.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And the people within the organization are just like, I don't know, like, is there something to this cheating thing? And they're just like, well, if there is, like, he won't stick around in Class B very long.
Right.
Like, so let's just trial by fire this dude, and if it works, it works. Meanwhile, you know, they're kind of telling people, they go to that masked dude, the blue-haired dude who's top of rank A, and they're telling him, like, hey, we're thinking about promoting this dude to Class B. He's like, man, don't bother me with that shit.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I only want to, like, know about Class A and above.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm embarrassed, basically, by how these other heroes performed out here.
Yeah.
And he's like, we need to be more strict about who we promote to Class A and above.
Yeah.
But he's not really paying attention to Saitama at this point.
Right.
He's a dickhead too. He's all about acting and his singing, and he's just like, yo, you're interrupting my whatever for this shit.
And when the stuff shit was going on, he was like, I'm not a hero right now. This doesn't even concern me. I'm not gonna
he's
doing
like a little press conference or whatever.
Yeah.
He's
like, bitch ass motherfucker.
Exactly. He's doing his like acting gig or whatever. He's gotta be on his daytime soap or whatever that he can't
be
bothered. So that guy sucks. But So Saitama does get the promotion to rank B, and going into that, they pick up the next episode with basically we cut to there's this giant like Godzilla monster, whatever, that like wakes up. He's like the living mountain or something, like the lizard king or something. Yeah. He's like, ah, now that, you know, the sea king and the underground people are out of the way, the lizard people can take over the earth.
Yeah.
And Tornado Girl is there, and she's funny enough, like, it's just, he's just like, ah, you couldn't defeat me with a meteor. And she's just like, oh, yeah, like, all right. And then summons down a meteor.
Yeah. She's like, the only thing that can possibly beat me is a meteor.
Oh, yeah. And so like, she's.
All right. Like, no problem.
Coming right up.
Yo, she, I liked her after. I was like, she's a beast. I was like, all right, I wanted to see how, I knew she was going to be dope because they kept building her up a little bit. She's like, let me go get this work. Yeah. And then they finally let her get this work. And she shows you why they probably keep her off to the side, because like, we don't need you. You're overkill. It's overkill.
Because she's number two. She's class S rank two, I think. Right. So she's above Silver Fang. And so they basically, so she takes care of that dude, sends him back to the Stone Age, and they roll up and they're just like, hey, we're summoning all the Class S people again. Like, there's a situation, you got to come around. And she's just like, you just told me to get here, like, but whatever, like, I guess I'll go take care of business, and goes back to base. And they cut to Saitama and Genos are actually hanging out with Silverfang at his dojo.
Yeah.
And he's kind of telling them a little bit about his style, and they're just like, well, they're not really interested in that old man. Thanks, though.
Water, like, what is it? Calm wave water?
Yeah, it's like water, stone, steel, something.
Yeah,
like,
they don't give a shit.
Yeah, hard, soft style. They're just like, whatever, man. We're not buying it. And his student is just like, oh, how can you, you know, offend my master like that? Like, let's go at it. And Genos is just like, nah, dude, like, you can't.
He choked the shit out of him real quick. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, Superfan's kind of like, yo, you need to chill, bro. These guys are like, especially this guy is stronger than me. Like, he's
right.
Yeah, don't get chill.
Yeah,
there's only a few people that actually know, you know, Satsuma's strength. Like, Moomin Rider's one, because he wrote him that letter and then bought him food and stuff like that.
Yeah,
At the end of that episode, he was like, oh, you're Moomin Rider. And he was like, yeah, man, I didn't get to tell you how I really felt about you on that letter, but, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I skipped over
that. That's why I think he's a bitch. Now the letter, too. And
he's the only one that sent Saitama any fan mail. Oh, he's
That was weird to me.
That's... Okay.
Bought him a drink. He's just like, hey, man.
I'll buy you a drink. I'm not writing you no damn letter.
Nah.
Like, if I go to one of your shows and you fucking kill it, I'm not going to DM you like, yo, Kenan.
Thank you for that.
You killed it. Like, I'm going to tell you after the show, yo, Kenan,
handshake,
you destroyed it.
Yeah, good shit. That's the same thing I would do. Good shit, bro.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to. Or write you a letter.
Hey. Well, he was knocked out. He was in a coma or whatever. So he couldn't necessarily stand up and be like, thanks, buddy. Like. So, well, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt personally on that one. Just like, well you guys could have given him a phone call, but does Saitama even have a phone? He lost his cell phone. Saitama took it anyway. So, anyway, they're back at the dojo with Silver Fang, and he's just like, oh, yeah, I used to have stronger students. Like, I had this one guy that was my protege, but, you know, something happened to him, and he got tainted and, like, basically turned to the dark side. And we'll find out more about him later, basically. And while they're in the middle of that, dude shows up and is just like, Genos, Silver Fang, like, we need you back at base camp. And Genos basically turns to Saitama and is like, you better come along. Like, maybe you're rank B, but, you know, we know how strong you are, so you can come basically on my word.
Right.
So they show up at the HQ, and they run into this dude, Atomic Samurai, and they introduce him, and Saitama's just like, oh, it's good to meet you. And he's like, maybe when you prove yourself.
Slaps the shit out of his hand. Get your hand.
All the people that they introduce him to, they pretty much kind of disrespect him because he's B-class.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess I kind of
understand. Which is kind of like, it kind of reminded me of Hollywood a little bit, because it's like,
Shit.
I know you're dope, but these people don't know you're dope, so they don't give a fuck about you. Like, I know you're funny, but these people don't know you're funny, so they might say what's up, but they're going to be like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
It's
like,
makes sense.
That's just,
it was like so much Hollywood stuff that I saw. I was like, wow, this is Hollywood.
That took me to somewhere. I was like, shit, that is how it is. So they run into Tornado Girl, and it's the same thing. She's just like, what is this Class B loser doing here? Like, he doesn't even deserve to be here. And he's just like, who let this kid in? And she starts to lose her shit, but nobody takes her seriously. Like, as far as powerful as she is, everybody's just like, whatever. You know, they kind of brush her aside. But while that's going on, they all get called into the Situation Room, and they're just like, listen, basically, we have this fortune teller woman that's been telling us all of, like, these big disasters that are coming down the pipe. And she told us that this. She told us she had this one last vision, and then she died choking on a cough drop.
So stupid.
She had a cough. She put a cough drop in and choked
so
on
silly.
It.
I love
but before thing. She did that, she said the Earth is in trouble, and she's never
letter.
Said that before. Yeah. So we all need to figure out what this means, and mm-hmm. they're kind of like guessing about what that is, and. In the middle of that, like the Earth shakes.
Yeah, because it was like it's gonna happen in six months,
and Spider-Man was kind of like, oh, it could happen today, to be honest. And then
could
boom,
happen anytime.
It starts to happen,
and it does. And they kind of cut outside. They kind of give you that false lead up where it's just like these like winged dudes are kind of like in the sky.
Yeah,
the Sky King, because I guess they got to have a king of like every like Earth, Sea, whatever. And they get literally just chopped in half. The dude just like falls apart. Like all his like. It was gross.
Yeah.
But
I always like it when they do animations like that where the person's talking and then they just split in half.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought that was so dope.
It is pretty cool. But it was, that was this like clay face looking sort of dude.
Yeah. Four headed dude. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a monster in his own right. Basically
good.
Welcoming down the mothership that like destroys the city.
Yeah. Pretty much destroys majority of it. Was it City A?
City A. Yeah.
Yeah. It was City A. So which is supposed
levels
to be like
it.
The best one. Just everything gone.
Yeah.
In an instant, really. Yeah. And all the heroes are inside. They're just like, all right, well, let's go check it out. Cause the Hero HQ is the only building still left standing at this point.
Yeah.
And, some of the heroes are like, all right, like let's get to work. But noticeably missing from the hero, like from the hero round table are Metal Knight and the number one hero.
Yeah.
Whose name is, I think we find out his name is Bang. Is that it?
No, Bang is
Silver Fang, but there's another guy. It's like a very similar name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't meet him. He's not
You don't
there.
See him for a long time.
Yeah.
Like even in the manga, he takes a minute to,
so he's
to
just
show
not
up.
Yeah.
So, but we do meet a lot of the other Class S heroes. There's like Puri Puri Prisoners there. There's Watchdog Man there who's just kind of makes an appearance and then just says he smelled somebody farted and then we don't see him again.
Yeah.
Right.
And then there's Batman, who's literally just a man with a bat.
Man, bat. Yeah.
Then
Metal Bat.
Yeah. Metal Bat. There's Child Emperor, who's like a
child
genius.
Prodigy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And then I've tried to think some of the other ones that we end up seeing a little
King,
bit more of.
He Kang. Has like, I don't want to give it away, but.
Yeah,
he has
got
a
like
cool.
The,
he has a cool. It's very funny and very dope story.
That's cool.
With him and Satama is really dope.
Yeah, because I think they say like even amongst like all those people, he's kind of regarded as the best fighter, even though he's like
he's
ranked like seven or whatever.
No, he's three or something. No, he might be seven.
Yeah, he's like
actually.
Seven, but
he's
like the
seven.
Strongest.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So they're all just like, all right, let's go outside and check out what the situation is. And meanwhile, like Atomic Samurai's like squire or whatever is like his like apprentice is down there, and he runs into this clay face like four headed dude, and he's just like, all right, like while I'm waiting for all these dudes to show up, like I'll fight you. And he's trying to help out some civilians, and he the four-headed dude rips his arm straight off.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and he slashes him with his sword, but it does no good and kind of establishes physical attacks don't really do very well against this guy.
He regenerates. Nothing.
Yeah. And it looks like it's curtains for him when Atomic Samurai basically shows up. It's like Atomic Samurai, Puri Puri Prisoner, Silver Fang, and somebody else, I think.
Metal Bat.
And Metal Bat. Yeah. Yeah. They all show up and they're just like, all right, like we'll help out. But unfortunately, all of them are physical attack based heroes. Can't really do anything. Mm-hmm. But they kind of have like, they have a dope fight where they're just like chopping this dude down. Reminded me a lot of that fight in Yu Yu Hakusho with the rock dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
they were, I forget the guy's name, but the red-haired demon that had the rose whip was like cutting him up. But
yeah,
like,
he kept coming back, yeah.
And he kept reforming with all the
rocks. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a dope
that's
fight.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, and they're just like coming back together. They can't do anything. Meanwhile, Saitama is just like, all right, like there's the ship. That's where the action is. Like that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Right.
So he immediately like jumps off the building and is like right into the ship and is just like punching his way through everybody.
Yo, I love how he's just whipping ass.
Yeah.
And then everybody on there is panicking. Like this guy is just like just going through all the sections and bam, there that one's taken out. Bam, that one's taken out. And the way he's just running through, like,
yeah.
I like how he just kind of runs, kind of just like because they always draw him different.
Yeah.
And I didn't really trip off that too after you said it last week, and then I started watching him, and then something serious happens, and he's like, hey, let's go ahead and go. And then, like, all his features get really detailed and stuff. And
exactly,
like, that's so
funny. It's so funny, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just running around, and this, like, piranha man, like, jumps out. It's just like, you got to fight me in my acid breath, and he punches his head off.
Yeah.
And then just, like, keeps on running.
Yeah.
And then basically we find out that there's a dude in the back of the ship that's just like, he's come here from outer space and he's here looking for some like some massive fighter who's gonna be Saitama that can finally challenge him. And meanwhile, back on the ground, they're still having issues with this dude. This I forget his name, but the many headed monster guy, and they're actually like they're kind of giving him some trouble. And he's just like, all right, well, actually, the people on the ship are the ones that are worried because they're just like, oh, this guy Saitama is coming through here. And, like the guys in the control room are just like, shit, we need help up here now. Because if he gets to the control room or he gets to the boss, like this could be some real trouble. And so they're calling down to the four headed dude on the ground, like, you got to get back up here. And he's like, my hands are a little full down here. I've got these four dudes that, like, they're not killing me, but at the same time, like, I'm not just like,
I'm not beating them either.
It's kind of a stalemate. So, like, basically, send a artillery barrage down here, wipe everybody out, and then, like, maybe we can, you know, get into it. And he kind of sends off one of his heads to, like, go back to the ship, and Metal Bat, like, takes off after that. And, so there's a fight going on between the three remaining heroes. You know, Puri Puri Prisoner learns something from his fight with the Sea King. It's just like, you know, all those killing blows. He punches a bunch of holes in this dude, but it's not enough. And they're having a back and forth fight. Silver Fang gets fucked up, like gets sent into a fucking wall. Atomic Samurai's like, you know, cutting him up, trying to avoid all these hits. They're having a pretty cool fight. And Metal Bat is actually the one that first discovers that as he's like crushing this dude, you know, over and over again, there's like a little marble inside. Again, kind of like that fight back on
Exactly.
It's like there's like the magic stone that everything kind of forms around. So he crushes that and the head disintegrates. And he's just like, hey guys, like you got to look out for these marbles. Like each one should have, like each head should have something in there. So, you know, look for that. Keep an eye out. And back on the ship, Saitama is still like going through and they're kind of just like get out of here, man. Like get off the ship before you get some real trouble. He's like, nah, man. Like I'm not worried about it. He's like,
I want smoke.
I want all the smoke.
I love it.
Well, at first he's just, he's just like, I'm lost. Like I can't really find my way. And he's like, all right, well, like if you go right, like you can get off the ship. And he's just like, ha, then I guess I'll go left. And then he like goes directly towards the control room and he runs into this like an alien octopus sort of thing, and he's just like, all right, like I have all these telekinetic powers and I'll bust these out against you. And I thought this would be an interesting fight too, because I'm like, all these fights so far with Saitama have been physical, and this is one where, you know, punching might not get him out of it. And this guy, you know, he's got these psychic powers. He's like taking all this debris that Saitama has created and like throwing it around and like increasing the gravity and like crushing his own people, his own men inside the control room. And Saitama's just like, dude, what are you doing throwing around these pebbles? Like anybody can do that. Picks up a pebble and throws it through his head and just like explodes his head. And then he just like goes up to these two dudes hiding under the control center. He's just like, hey, like, can you just like point me to where I'm supposed to go? Like, I'm just trying to like basically finish this off here. So meanwhile, in the weapons room, the guy that's controlling the barrage is just like, well, I don't really know what my orders are, but they told me to fire on this guy's location, so I'm about to do that. And down on the ground, the three-headed dude at this point is just like, all right, well, now it's coming for you guys. Like, we're all going to die here now, like, because the barrage is coming and everybody's going to get wiped out. And as the bullets come down, Tornado is right there and just catches them all and sends them right back up.
I loved it.
With, like, no problem at all.
Yeah.
Just sends him spinning and right back up into the ship, and he's just like, oh, what the fuck? The ship starts coming down. Everything starts listening, and, like,
because she has telekinetic powers, too. Like, that's her power.
That's her power, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, Saitama then goes towards the throne room and meets up with this final boss dude who's just like, I've been traveling everywhere in the galaxy, kind of like a Beerus. He's just like, nobody could really challenge me, but I heard this.
The seer.
Yeah, he's like, I had a seer of my own that told me, like, if I come to this Earth planet, I'll meet somebody that'll be my equal. So I've been looking for you.
He kind of, he kind of had like some, like a little bit of, like a Cyclops Saiyan type of.
I don't know. Whatever reason, it made me keep thinking of like some sort of like Zelda villain. Like that would be like the one eye. That's where you got to like shoot him with the arrow or the slingshot or whatever.
That's their pain point.
Exactly. So on the ground, the dudes are sort of finishing up their work with the many-headed dude. Silver Fang comes back from the dead and is just like,
he's a beast though. Silver Fang is dope as hell.
Yeah. He's just like, that like actually helped out my shoulder. He like, like you, you know, gave me some chiropractor work like I'm back in the fight. And
he's
like
shredded too to be old as shit. Shredded.
He's all scarred up too, so you know like he's seen it all.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I've been watching you reform, dude, and it's always coming around your head. And like, so I know your weakness. And he reaches right into that dude's head as he's reforming, finds the marble, pulls it out, and crushes it.
Yeah.
And like, that's it for that dude. It's a wrap on him. Back on the ship. Because they're kind of wondering, you know, what the hell is going on up there as the ship's kind of starting to come down. They don't know where Saitama is.
Yeah.
And Saitama's on the ship, and the guy does give Saitama a few blows, and he's just like, all right, like, yeah, you're pretty strong, I guess, but, like, how do you like this? And basically destroys this dude's power suit. And he's like, ah, ha, ha, like, that wasn't to power me up. That was restraining my strength. So, like, he does his first level up, and then, like, he and Saitama go back and forth, and Saitama punches one of his punches, and that dude's arm comes right off.
Yeah,
which is crazy. It kind of, like, reminded me of Nappa and Tien, when, like, Tien went to block that shot from Nappa, and he just, like, punched his arm.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Punch his arm off. So they start going back and forth, and the fight ends up like getting to the roof of the ship, and this dude keeps powering up more and more and more until he's like glowing and like fucking, you know, all these different colors all over.
Yeah. The colors of this whole fight scene was amazing.
That whole set pieces on there, like,
oh my gosh,
insane.
That's how you do a fight scene to me. I was watching this. I rewinded it a few times. I rewatched it. I was like, this shit is beautiful.
Yeah, it's really well done.
And the scale of it, like how they traveling and stuff, and then when he really starts powering up and he starts coming up the, like, that whole thing was dope.
Crazy.
It was super cool. And he and Saitama are having this crazy fight. And
he's surviving more than one punch. Yeah. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. I mean, because he gave him the, like, what was it? The consecutive normal punches that he gave the Beastmaster. And the guy, like, took it.
Yeah.
He didn't like it, but he was able to come back from it.
Yeah.
And he punched.
He blew up.
Yeah.
And then he regenerated, came back together. And weird at first, like, in some, like, triangle. Then he turned back into his regular form.
Right. And then he punched Saitama out of the moon. Uppercuts him and sends him straight into space. Saitama just like looks around and just like, oh, this is cool. Like picks up a moon rock and it's just like, all right, well.
Realize he has to hold his breath.
Yeah.
In outer space. Cool. That's it.
Yeah. That's it. Other
he doesn't
than that, he's
freeze
fine.
Up or anything. Nothing. He's
all right. I mean, which goes back to show that if the meteor did come down, he'd probably be all right.
Yeah.
So he then launches himself back off the moon into the fight. And gives that guy one serious punch.
Yeah.
And it just destroys him. Yeah,
that's his special move. He's like, all right, this time I'm hit you with a serious punch. Yeah, not consecutive normal punches.
And he says, too, which was cool, is like, serious series one punch. So it's like, he has some more tricks in his bag. Like, this is just serious series one.
Right.
Like, I got some more shit. Just in case it gets,
it gets
worse.
Real out here.
Because
we
saw, like, the death punch or whatever that he, like, kind of flashed off very briefly to Genos. And it's just like, you know that this guy is, when he wants to, it would be over. It would be a wrap. But he basically...
Just the fact there's levels to his punches. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. And so the alien that traveled, like, thousands of years to come to this planet or whatever to fight this dude is laying there as this, like... emaciated husk and it's just like, ah, fuck, like, you got me, man. And Saitama was just like, hey, you know, you're pretty strong, like, that was a good fight. He's like, nah, I could tell you still had strength to spare. You were holding out on me, like, it wasn't even close. Like, you're not my equal, you're way above me.
Yeah,
respect though. He showed him mad respect.
He did.
Yeah.
And he just like turns to dust and is just like, all right, well, I guess that's it for me.
Does that even count as one punch then? Because it's like, if he's holding back,
No.
He might have could have destroyed him that first punch out the gate, but
he really didn't want to.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I actually saw, like, there's some parallels in between this alien dude and Saitama, because he's saying, like, this alien dude was like, I was the strongest fighter of literally anybody I came across. I would go to all these planets and destroy people, and nobody, like, could stand up to me, and I just got bored.
Yeah.
Which is exactly where Saitama is at the beginning of the series. He's just bored. And it seems like they're both sort of relishing this competition, and he's certainly above Saitama's normal competition, but at the end of the day, he really could have, he had him anytime he wanted him.
Yeah,
like, it would have been no problem.
Yeah.
But the fight's over, and they start looking around, and they're gonna, you know, start the cleanup. And as they're starting that cleanup, another one of the Class S heroes walks past Genos, and he's just like, hey, man, I'm going to get out of here, but just so you know, like, keep an eye out for Metal Knight. That dude is not your friend.
Yeah.
And he, like, he kind of hints that there's probably some backstory that those two are maybe linked even to Genos' yeah. backstory of, like, the cyborg that came to his town might have something to do with Metal Knight, I'm thinking.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And almost as if on cue, Metal Knight shows up to just start, like, reaping all this shit off of this alien ship to yeah. start, like, taking all that alien technology, start creating new weapons.
And Genos is questioning him, like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you yeah. wasn't here this whole time.
Yeah.
Now you showing up, like, bullshit.
Yeah. If I'm Genos or anyone, I'm like, we got to give you that smoke, bro. Yeah. You come here just to clean shit up? Nah, we got to fight.
Yeah.
You didn't even help out. Oh, now I already know I can't trust you either? Nah, bro.
Exactly. And in turn, like, the Class A rank one dude also shows up, the mask dude, and it's yeah. just like yeah. all you losers, like, you didn't say one brick, blah blah blah, like, you didn't help at all.
Yeah.
And these Class S heroes are sort of just like, who the fuck are you? Like, right. you're Class A, like, what are you even talking to us about? He's like, the only reason I'm Class A is I'm basically the barrier keeping out the shitty people like you.
Yeah.
Like, I should have basically gotten in here sooner before you could have gotten up to Class That's S a, because yeah, yeah. I'd wipe the floor with you. And it kind of seems like there might be some truth to that yeah. threat.
He's a beast. He's not showing it too much yet, but I know he's a beast. Even though I don't like his ass, he's a monster in some in his rightful, like,
he yeah. takes yeah. no prisoners.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because they had those monsters up there and they were gonna question him. And he just went over there and was like, cut their heads off in like one swoop.
Yeah, he wasn't interested in any sort of like questioning or intelligence or like, hey, where you guys come from? Because we also find out like this confirms like extraterrestrial life for Earth. Like right, this is the first time they've even seen aliens. And he's like, I don't have any questions for you guys.
Kills them all.
He's like, no, I don't need to know a thing. Just wipes him off the map. And so we kind of go into a wrap up from there. They're basically just like, well, you know, they started to rebuild City. Well, they don't really rebuild City A. They basically make Hero HQ City A in the ruins of City A. And they're just like, they let everybody that's Class A or above stay there at the HQ. They don't really give Saitama any credit again for anything that he did.
Yeah.
Metal Knight took the stuff, like the blueprints and stuff from the ship and made a stronger headquarters.
Yeah,
right. Which is definitely like an Iron Man, Tony Stark sort of thing to do.
Yeah.
And so they're basically we're set up for the next season for them to, you know, they've got these highways now that go to all the different cities so they can kind of get all there from their central location and headquarters. Mm. And we're set up to, you know, start season two. There was an after credit scene with this too, with like a giant pig man from the underworld or whatever, like shows up and, you know, it's kind of reminiscent of how the season started. Like there's this little girl that's crying on the street and this guy's just like, you know, this giant pig, he's the underworld king. And he's just like, I'm going to, you know, teach you guys how to serve. And, you know, I'm going to take over the surface world. And Genos comes in and saves the little girl. And he's just like, and the pig guy's kind of just like, oh, you know, who are you? And he's like, I'm here with a guy who's a hero for fun and profit. And Saitama just turns and then uppercuts the dude. And again, his whole top half explodes and he just cries and is just like, ah, we're back to one punch. Because he got the taste of that challenge and he's back to the bottom of the barrel here.
Yeah.
And that's season one of One Punch Man.
What are you guys' thoughts of season one?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's just cool to watch it. I read the manga and the web series and stuff. It was just really, really cool to, you know, see that in motion. And it was dope too. Even in the manga, I was like, yo, this is dope. Even like those set pieces and stuff and the fights, it was really cool to look at. Even in black and white, I was like, yo, this is pretty cool. And the only kind of glimpse of any, like, you know, anime of it is just like on the front cover and stuff. They have everybody in color, and that's like the only way you can reference how people look and stuff.
Yeah.
But to actually see people like moving and animating and stuff, I was like, yo, this is dope. Like I really, it made it worthwhile, you know, watching it after reading it. And it was like, this is cool.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. This is definitely one of my favorites that we've watched so far. Just because it is funny. It's got the action. It's the characters are great. I liked it a lot. The style's there. The animation is really good. There's not really a whole lot that I can be critical of, to be honest. And I mean, I know it definitely has things that are similar to Samurai Champloo, and just that, you know, the main character isn't really challenged, but they find a way around it to still make him have like a journey and a struggle that we can relate to and is interesting to watch.
Well, I think go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, it is very stylized. It is very short, but every episode was packed with story that mattered and progressed the overall story forward.
And that was what I was going to say. I'm going to say it. If you're comparing this to Samurai Champloo, there was so much this bullshit in there that didn't need to be done. This was all like, yo, this is all you need. This stuff's going to make sense to get you to the next episode, whatever like that.
No recaps, no filler.
No recaps. Yeah, there's no filler in here. This is just all work. I like my girl, like I said, she'll sometimes be like, oh, what are you guys watching for the podcast? Mm-hmm. And she started watching. She was like, yo, this shit is dope.
Yeah.
And she's like, this shit is fire.
Yeah.
She's like, I love how he's just so, like, he's so petty. Because he does mad shit in there. He's kind of like, well, you think you're this and that. Like, he'll just kind of like shoot shots at people and then you kill him or whatever. So, I love his pettiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything you guys said is what I agree upon. The only thing is I'm looking at it like, is he's not challenged too much.
True.
Season two comes along. Something has to happen because at this point, if this is going to be repetitive as season one, I don't want to see a season three. Because as dope as this is, this is very dope. It's just like I need to see, and then you probably know because you read the manga. I don't know if he's going to be challenged now. He needs to now be like, all right, I can't beat people with now multiple people with one punch, because now it's like, all right, I have to get stronger now myself. Because right now it's like like you said, all he had to do is go like, you know, super mega punch, and then he just kills somebody. It's like, nah, I want him to do his strongest punch. It's like, oh fuck, I got issues.
Yeah,
because still, even with his punches, he's damaging, he's killing people, but he's still not taking any damage. I want to see him take real damage where he's like, shit, I'm hurt. Like, my ribs are cracked right now. I'm struggling right now to even breathe. I want to see that on his end in season two. If I don't see that in season two, I mean, for the funny of it and the animation style, I might watch the season three if they do one, but I won't be probably as invested.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I can't put this anime right now like up there as one of the better animes.
Yeah.
I think what I like about it too is that they don't, because at first you think just him climbing up the ranks is a story. Mm. And then, or him finishing people with one punch is a story. But then it's like the heroes going against each other. That's another story arc. The thing with Metal Knight, you know, that's another story arc. The thing with, you know,
you're setting it up.
Yeah, it's just that's so true. Many things going on around the story and stuff, and then the association. And I really like that they have and all these other elements, and then they have a lot of character development to where it's like, that's a shit ton of heroes that they have, and it's even more to come. So it's like, what they do with the story is really good. And then, like I said, what I was telling you guys before we got on is like, there's some storylines that they do with some of the S rank heroes and Satama, and it's pretty dope. So
yeah. I'm looking forward to it because I know she's not really a puncher, but I think a matchup between Tornado and Saitama would actually be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And she's obviously way more powerful telekinetically than that other dude was.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, if Saitama throws a rock at her, there's no doubt in my mind she could stop that and throw it right back at him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if she took a punch, she wouldn't be feeling good.
Right. Yeah.
Like, but if could Saitama get a punch in on her? I don't know.
I think that what she might do if they fought, I think she might make him punch himself.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting.
But then that's goes back to what we talked about before. He can take his own hit because he hit himself
with the
mosquito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the rank one hero, we don't really know too much about him yet.
Yeah.
And they even, I know, Ice, you were talking a little bit about this, that we've, in the manga, they developed that issue with Silver Fang's, you know, student
yeah.
A little bit more.
Guy was Garo?
Yeah, Garo, something like that.
Yeah. He's dope.
Yeah, and the fact that he and Saitama like end up having like some pretty cool like, you know, fights
or
whatever.
He's a cool looking dude. He's like orange and black.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's dope.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So hopefully that comes around in season two as well.
Yeah. I mean, so you guys are excited for season two? I mean, I actually can't wait. Let's ask the people, you know, I hope you guys are excited about it. I think it comes out with April 2019.
Yeah, I think so. It's coming out pretty soon.
So are you guys excited to watch a season two of One Punch Man? I'm sorry because we just got all Samurai Champloo. Do you think this is better than Samurai Champloo?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think it's no contest.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. But some people have Samurai Champloo as one of the greatest animes.
Some people.
I don't get it. But anyways, what do you guys think? Do you think it's better? And do you want to see a season two of One Punch Man? I know I actually do. I think the animation style was fire.
Yeah.
It's crazy too because like I just thought about it too because I'm like, what happened in like the second season? Like Saitama gets himself in some shit.
Yeah,
like he gets himself in some deep shit on accident, just fucking around.
Yeah,
and then it's like, well, fuck, I got to deal with this. But it's pretty tight. Like I was like, what did took up the bulk of that season? But a bulk of it, and depending on how you look at it, and depending on how the anime chooses to make it lengthy or short, and like he gets himself in some bullshit, and it's around like Bang and then his pupil and stuff, Conqueror, whatever his name is. Like it's around them three, and like. Mm. He fucks, like, he gets himself in some shit. And then some real people show up, and it's pretty dope. That's
and I wouldn't cool. I wouldn't mind if they make the season longer.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind if they do a 24 Six, episode, yeah. 26 or whatever, for a season two instead of a 12.
Yeah.
As long as they're not doing too much filler in there, I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man. Rob, drop your info, man.
Yeah. RVDanger44 on Twitter, RVDanger on Instagram.
Ice.
The eye exam, THEIYEXAM. This doesn't drop. When does this drop?
This drops next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
That would be technically.
Looking at the calendar.
That would be.
13th?
That would be the 13th. Yes. Okay. 13th at night, because I think we drop them at nighttime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on the 13th, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I have a show at the Comedy Store on that Monday, but.
No, it'll be over by then.
It was great. It went well. I killed it. Yeah.
I got shows on the 16th and 17th at Flappers. I'm featuring for Tony Baker. I'm sure a lot of you guys know him. And it'll be two shows, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Friday, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Saturday. So come through. I'm doing a hot 20. I'm going to do some new material, tell some stories. That's what I do. And you can catch me at Keenan Baker on everything. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Anime Shun. And as always, fuck Brennan. Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.